Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem continues Shmiras HaLoshin Shar Zechir Perek Beis Shem 23. The Chavetz Chaim now brings a Zohar Kaddish to explain why is Lashon Hara such a serious Aveira. He explains the effects of what come out from our actions when a person speaks Lashon Hara. This very timely topic is it's Tes Menachem Av, right before Tisha B'Av, and we know that the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tes tells us that the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash, the primary reason, the main reason, not the only reason, but the main reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash was because of Lashon Hara. Sinas Chinam explains the Chavetz Chaim as Lashon Hara. And the Chavetz Chaim brings this very powerful, heavy piece, a scary piece, for us to understand what is taking place when we speak, when the person speaks Lashon Hara. What is happening? And he explains that there's this ruach ra, there's a yetzahara called sachsucha. Sachsucha means spoken speech. When the person speaks lashon hara, he arouses, he awakens this yetzahara, this evil koyach, this power called sachsucha, that is now able to go up to Shemayim, to the Kisei HaKavod, to Hashem's throne, and to prosecute against Klai Yisrael. When sachsucha goes up to Shemayim and says, Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, this person, that person, they're speaking Lashon Hara. It brings Misa, it brings Milchama, it brings Herig to the world. It brings death, it brings war, and people are killed because of the Lashon Hara. That's why it's so serious, explains the Chavetz Chaim, for a person to realize the effect of his actions down here. He arouses what's called the Nachash HaKadmoini, the original Nachash, meaning the Yetzahara that encouraged Chava, that spoke Lashon Hara, to do the Aveira of eating from the Eitz Hadas. This is one of the explanations as to why Lashon Hara is the most severe of the Averas, even worse than the Gimel Chamurais of murder, idolatry, and immorality. Now let's just end on the positive note and the flip side. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Talmud Torah is the opposite of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, a person is using his speech for negative. Talmud Torah, a person is using his speech for positive. We should all be zeichet to take this lesson to heart, to strengthen our Limud HaTorah, our learning in Torah, mechazik others, strengthen others to learn Torah, and use our speech properly. And in that zchus and that merit, we should be zoicha to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash Mehirah B'Yameinu. Amen.